This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Tuesday, January 30th. We'll tell you how a mix-up may have led to the attack that killed 3 American soldiers. Also, a new storm system could cause more monumental flooding on the West Coast. And an unprecedented international sports drama seems to be ending with new gold medals for Team USA. Plus, how Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane may have finally been found, why the creator of ChatGPT is now working with a children's safety organization, and what Americans streamed more than anything else last year. Here's a hint, it's not new. Those stories and more news to know today, next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, new information has come out about that drone attack that killed American soldiers in Jordan. U.S. officials now say the military mistook the enemy drone for an American surveillance drone that was returning to the resupply base at the same time. So air defenses weren't engaged right away, and 3 U.S. Army Reserve soldiers from Georgia were killed. The Pentagon has also raised the number of service members hurt to at least 40, warning the list will probably grow as troops come forward with symptoms of brain trauma. The Biden administration is still blaming an Iranian-backed militia group out of Iraq, most likely Kataib Hezbollah. President Biden met with his senior national security aides for a second straight day yesterday to talk about possible targets to strike back, likely over multiple stages. But so far, they won't comment on specific options. And they say they're still trying to avoid a wider war in the region, even though the most recent drone attack was just one of dozens on American troops in the Middle East since the Gaza war began in October. Meanwhile, Iran still denies having any link to the attack and blames the U.S. for igniting tensions. To be continued. The U.S. Justice Department says it busted a murder-for-hire plot against an Iranian dissident living in Maryland and a woman who fled Iran with him. Prosecutors say an Iranian drug trafficker orchestrated the international scheme over 2 years. He allegedly contacted a member of Canada's Hells Angels motorcycle club, who then enlisted another member who was living illegally in Minnesota. Investigators apparently saw messages they sent to each other through an encrypted messaging app that's been implicated in a number of organized crime cases. But ultimately, the plot was never carried out. Both of the Canadians who were charged are already in prison on unrelated charges, though the Iranian drug trafficker is still in Iran. So the U.S. government announced sanctions on him and his associates. American officials say this wasn't an isolated case either, that he regularly organizes assassinations of dissidents on behalf of the Iranian government. Though it's not clear if officials within the Iranian government were involved this time. A man who once worked for the IRS pleaded guilty this week to releasing tax information about former President Trump and thousands of America's wealthiest people. Charles Littlejohn admitted to giving confidential data to the New York Times and ProPublica between 2018 and 2020. And even though the news outlets called him a whistleblower, prosecutors called it one of the most serious crimes in the IRS's history. Well, this week, a judge seemed to agree with prosecutors and imposed the maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Littlejohn apologized, said he knew what he did was illegal, and explained that, quote, "I acted out of sincere, if misguided, belief I was serving in the public interest." His leaks led to a story in the New York Times that said Trump paid little to no federal income tax some years, as well as a ProPublica story that said the 25 richest people legally pay a smaller share of their income in taxes than many ordinary workers do. The IRS has since tightened security. Another storm is headed for the U.S. today, bringing with it excessive rain and mountain snow down the entire West Coast. For now, it's on track to hit the Northwest today, Northern California tomorrow, and Southern California on Thursday. And the National Weather Service has started highlighting potential risk areas for flash flooding, like parts of the San Francisco Bay Area and Los Angeles. Also, in the higher elevations, more than a foot of snow could fall. And the highest peaks of the Sierra Nevada are expected to get 3 times that amount. Then another possible storm on the heels of this one could escalate the situation even more. Though this far out, it's uncertain how much impact it could have, so stay tuned. More news is still coming up, but first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last year, I've been drinking AG1 daily. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized. And that's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I often feel like I'm juggling a lot between work and family, so it's good to know that I have AG1 to give me that extra boost of energy and cover my nutritional bases with high-quality ingredients. Plus, I can keep up the habit without a lot of hassle. I need something quick and convenient, but also beneficial, and AG1 is just that. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Okay, now back to the news. One of the greatest mysteries of all time might be one step closer to being solved. An ocean exploration company, Deep Sea Vision, says it captured a sonar image in the Pacific Ocean that appears to be Amelia Earhart's aircraft that disappeared 86 years ago. The company said it scanned more than 5,200 miles of ocean floor with what it called the most advanced unmanned underwater drone. And then the team made a discovery, an object that had the same dimensions and shape as the aircraft Earhart flew. It was spotted between Australia and Hawaii, about 100 miles off Howland Island, where Earhart was supposed to refuel, but never made it. The trip would have made Earhart the first woman to fly around the world, and in the decades since, there have been countless theories about what may have happened to her. But one of them is that she ran out of fuel and sank into the water. So this discovery would back that up. All that said, a fellow ocean technology corporation that's also been looking for Earhart's plane is not all that excited about these findings, saying long-range sonar images have historically proven to be deceiving. So this isn't the end of the search. The Deep Sea Vision team plans to investigate the area more later this year. A figure skater who's been called one of the greatest of all time is now banned from the sport. You might remember Russian skater Kamila Valieva, who went into the 2022 Olympics as the gold medal favorite at just 15 years old. But then, after leading her team to victory and breaking several world records, came the results from a blood test. They were positive for a drug used to treat a heart condition that's been banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency since 2014, since it can improve a person's endurance and blood flow. Well, yesterday, the top court in sports finally weighed in. It banned Valieva for 4 years and said her 2022 Olympic results were disqualified, along with any other awards, medals, profits, or prizes that she's won since. But the ban will be retroactive to the date she gave the sample, so Valieva will still be able to compete at the next Winter Olympics in 2026. But first, since Russia's team won the gold with Valieva in 2022, it's being stripped of its win. And Team USA, which actually finished second, will be elevated to first, and the Americans will get their own gold medals. The company behind recalled CPAP machines says it's going to stop selling the devices in the U.S. altogether. Philips has recalled more than 5 million machines for people with sleep apnea. The issue is they have internal foam that can break down over time, and users can end up inhaling tiny particles and fumes while they sleep, causing all kinds of health issues. The company first announced the problem years ago, but efforts to repair or replace the machines have dragged on. The FDA said it was at least a year before about half of Americans with the machines even knew they were recalled. And customers who tried to get refunds or new or refurbished devices reported months of delays. So U.S. regulators laid out new terms that basically say Philips has to keep servicing its previously sold machines, but cannot sell new ones until it meets the FDA standards. Most of the impacted devices are CPAP machines, but the company has also recalled certain lines of ventilators and other breathing devices. Company executives say they've set aside nearly $400 million for the changes and upgrades it now needs to make. It also is facing hundreds of personal injury lawsuits in the U.S. and similar legal challenges in Canada, Australia, Israel, and Chile. OpenAI has come up with a new way to try to earn trust both from policymakers and parents. This week, it announced a new partnership with Common Sense Media. That's a nonprofit that reviews and ranks the suitability of media and tech for kids. Well, with OpenAI, it will come up with artificial intelligence guidelines and education materials so families and educators can learn about safe, responsible use of tools like ChatGPT. Some of the specific questions Common Sense wants to answer include whether AI fosters a love of learning, if it respects human rights and children's rights, and if the technology can really perpetuate the spread of misinformation. OpenAI also says it wants to curate separate family-friendly chatbot apps based on Common Sense Media's standards, and it wants it to be free. By the way, the Biden administration is going to start enforcing a new rule that says artificial intelligence developers have to share vital information with the government. So this means the Commerce Department will get access to key information about some of the most sensitive projects inside OpenAI, Google, Amazon, and other companies. And that rule takes effect this week. Americans are streaming more and more, but not necessarily new movies and TV shows. This week, Nielsen put out a review on streaming trends from 2023, and it found reruns were actually the most popular. The most streamed title of the year was Suits, which came out in 2011 on USA Network, but was only added to Netflix last June. In total, people watched nearly 58 billion minutes of it in 2023. That's a record for number of minutes any show has been watched in a single year. But it wasn't the only rerun people seemed to love binging. Others in the top 10 include NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, Friends, The Gilmore Girls, and The Big Bang Theory. The most watched new original series was Ted Lasso, but it still didn't crack the overall top 10. When it came to movies, the chart was dominated by children's content like Moana and Encanto. Overall, Nielsen says streaming viewership was up 21% in 2023 compared to 2022. And in total last year, Americans spent 21 million years worth of time streaming content. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, support for this episode comes from OneSkin. Using OneSkin as a way to focus on skin health and self-care is actually one of the things that has really stuck for me so far in 2024. I have a new routine using OneSkin's topical eye and face products, and I'm able to stay consistent with it because they are so good. Perhaps it's because I know OneSkin treats the root causes of aging rather than just the surface symptoms. In fact, in a third-party 12-week clinical study, OS1 Face was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, improve skin health markers, and diminish visible signs of aging. Wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users. And I agree with OneSkin, which believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but also to optimize our skin biology so that it is more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. So get started today with 15% off using the code newsworthy at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with the code newsworthy. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and let them know we sent you. New year, healthier skin, that's OneSkin. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, who was the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. Simply sign up using the link in our episode notes. So for last week's trivia question, how many planets make up the solar system? The answer is 8. They are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Besides the 8 planets, our solar system is made up of one star, which is the Sun, plus 146 moons and a bunch of comets, asteroids, space rocks, ice, and several dwarf planets like Pluto. Of course, all of it orbits around the Sun. And for Earth, that takes 1 year. But it takes Mercury only 88 days, and it takes Pluto 248 years. Scientists estimate the edge of the solar system is about 9 billion miles from the Sun, and we continue to learn more about it all even now. All right, thank you so much for listening and sharing the show. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.